Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is iRadio's
Group Chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
January is when a lot of us start thinking about getting our finances in order and back on track, but it can be hard to know where to start. So today we're focusing on two areas that could make a real difference in 2026: understanding the new auto enrollment pension scheme and checking if you're owed a tax refund. And to break it all down simply, I'm joined by Deirdre O'Keefe, founder of Birdie.ie. Deirdre, it's great to have you with us. Why, tell me, is right now such a good time for people to be looking at their finances?
Okay, well, you know me. I'm always singing about how everyone should be getting on top of their finances at all times. But seeing as this new year, everyone's thinking of fitness, they're thinking of health. Let's start talking about and thinking about the boring stuff, but the important stuff, the taxes and the finance. This is the perfect time because you're starting the year with a clean slate and you can now really get a handle on your payroll taxes in particular. So I'll probably focus a lot on, I think, the PAYE employees. Wouldn't you agree? They're probably the ones that are usually in need of the most help.
I think that they could be the ones in need of the most help, even though, to be fair, everyone does. But we may as well start somewhere.
Absolutely. I suppose if we think about it realistically, most of the country are employees. You know, the minority are the self-employed people. So let's focus on helping out people who literally get up day in, day out, go to work, and then probably have a wee little cry when they get their payslip wondering, where's all my money gone? So, okay, this is the perfect time. So first and foremost, I would implore everyone to make sure that they have access to their My Account on revenue.ie. This is basically your passport to seeing what is the story with how much can you earn at the lower rate. What are your tax credits? And are you claiming everything that you should be claiming? Because it is all about self-assessment at the end of the day. I know we associate the word self-assessment with the self-employed, but it really is trying to encourage everyone in this country to take a handle on their own accounts and their own taxes. And this really started happening in 2019 when payroll completely changed. It all went what we would call real time. And I know I'm probably speaking, you know, jargon to you here, so stop me if I need to explain something better. But basically, this is where we need to be able to get into our revenue My Account. See, what is the story? What is our standard rate cutoff point? In other words, like I said, what is that level we earn up to 20%? What are my tax credits? And if you're jointly assessed, so if you have a spouse or a partner that you're jointly assessed with, who is earning what? And are you actually making good use of those credits? Because if you are somebody maybe who stays at home a bit more, works part-time, doesn't work at all, it makes more sense to start shuffling over credits to the other half of the partnership that perhaps earns more so they can actually start taking home more. That's where I feel people tend to fall down. So I'm not sure if you're aware of that yourself. Like, are you jointly assessed? Do you even look at these things yourself? Never.
Me personally, I mean, mm-hmm. I think that we talked about this the last time. I definitely have been acquainted with the revenue account, the MyRoss.
Yes.
And I'm sure many people will be familiar with it at the minute because it is the time of the year for people to be getting a tax refund.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so the tax refund, this is where it starts getting juicy. This is where I always say to people, now is your chance. It's January, everyone's purse strings are going that little bit tighter, and now is the chance to get in and start reviewing your previous year's taxes. And not just your previous years, but you might as well go back 4 years. So let's look back at 25, 24, 23 and 22 and say, number one, let's start at the basics. Have you actually submitted your qualifying medical receipts to revenue? And so, Valerie, that is your GP visits, any A&E visits, hospital visits, prescription costs, if you have a condition such as celiac and you are very much tied into an expensive diet such as gluten-free item, you can actually submit those receipts to revenue. And they don't need to be anything fancy. It can literally be from your local supermarket, as long as you keep receipts of all your gluten-free pastas, your flour and your specialist foods. Revenue will give you 20% back on those as well. So that's a really good one that people don't seem to realize. But I must say on that one, it has to be that you were told you need to be gluten-free. So it's not like you want to go on a gluten-free health kick. Then we also have things like one that's really overlooked, Valerie, I feel, it's the home carer tax credit. And again, this would be for people who are jointly assessed for tax. And one of them maybe stays at home to look after their children, which is super common. And it doesn't matter if it's the man, the woman, it really doesn't matter. But if they earn under 7,200 euros a year, they can get an extra credit of 1,950. And you can actually do a look back. If that's something you realise, oh my God, I actually should have been claiming that for the past 4 years, you can do a look back and revenue will go back and give you actually 4 years of 1,950. So, I mean, that's a whopper of money that you could be getting back into your pockets. So, yeah, there are other ones that I could think of that come straight off. Then you've got your rent tax credit. If you're renting, have you actually been doing that? So that's 500 euros or 1,000 euros for a couple that are renting. And then there is, it basically, everything is listed on revenue.ie, all the additional credits that you could have been earning if you're a single parent and you weren't, you know, claiming the extra credit. So there's just so many, Valerie. I could literally do a 1 hour show working through every single credit available. But I feel I might send people to sleep.
The moral of the story seems to be that it is more straightforward to claim these things back than people think.
Oh, people are so scared. I know. Do you know what it is? It's this old school thing. Back in the oldie days, and I'm not going back that far. We're going to go 2018 and before then. There was this God-given fear that if you went into your revenue my account to do a review, that you'd somehow get hit with a tax bill, which was super common back then because payroll was run differently, tax was collected differently, and more mistakes happened. Whereas now, I mean, yes, they can, in a few cases, it can happen that you maybe had an under collection of tax, but it's rare. So I would say to people, go in, have a look back, do it. Revenue, you know, they're not going to come absolutely tearing your door down to see what the story is, but they may look for more information. So if you are submitting receipts, they're going to want a copy of that. If you are claiming any other tax credits, they may come looking for more information. But my message is, please don't be worried. Do not get the fear over. They're just regular people doing a job. They have to do all, you know, dot their I's, cross their T's. So don't worry about it. No, it's there for the taking. Revenue will never not give it to you if it's yours to take. That's what I always say to people, like, don't worry that revenue are going to be suddenly trying their best to not give it to you. It doesn't work that way.
I know there's a lot of talk as well about this new auto-enrolment pension scheme at the minute. Yes. Can you do us the honours of explaining what that is in simple terms? Because I don't know. Does anybody understand it?
Well, I mean, yes, I do. I've been so invested in this, Valerie, for years, because this is something that the can has been kicked down the road so much. I'm actually really surprised that it did go ahead. So believe it or not, auto-enrolment, to anyone that maybe is hearing this for the first time, which you must be living under a rock because the adverts have been everywhere, is basically the government in Ireland have said, you know what, we're probably one of the last few countries in Europe to not do this. So let's get on board with trying to force employees and employers to pay more into our future pension. So yes, we all know that the state pension is currently there for the taking. Who knows where it's going to be in 20, 30 years. Let's not bother speculating. But the point is, if you, I'm sure you know somebody, Valerie, who is on the state pension, and I'm sure you know that it's not a lot. So it is an incredibly small amount of money to live on, given the current rate. So basically, this is a system whereby employees who have never had a pension, have no options of pension through their employer in the old school way of, you know, here's a lovely enticing pension plan. This is Revenue's way of saying, right, if you fit this criteria, area, you're being pulled into this pension scheme whereby we're going to take money off you. We're going to make your employer match what we're going to take off you. And then we're going to top it up. So the criteria, it's I'll keep it super simple, Valerie. The criteria is as simple as this. If you're a PAYE worker and you're aged between 23 and 60, if you earn more than 20 grand a year combined, so it doesn't matter if that's one job, two jobs, three jobs, it doesn't matter, combined. And if you don't already pay into a pension, you will be auto-enrolled into the system. So I'm not sure if anyone listening has already maybe had a pay period in January and is maybe already seeing it in their payslip. But basically, if they fit the bill, they will have already have seen a 1.5% of their gross wage come off the bottom of their pay pack. So, for example, Valerie, if you were to earn, say, a gross wage of 500 euros a week, you would have seen an amount of 7.50 euros come out of your net wage this week towards your pension. Your employer would have had to pay in 7.50 and then revenue have topped it up by 2.50. Good of them. Good of them. So that's it in a nutshell. It's basically system where it's capturing, so it's bringing in people automatically whether they like it or not. But that's not to say that if you don't hit any of those things I said, like the age or the earnings, you're still actually legally entitled to opt into the scheme. So this is something I think people are not realizing. So if you perhaps are, you're 21 years of age, or you're 22 or 25, it doesn't matter, and you're only on 15,000 a year, you can opt in. So your employer can't stop you. You can choose to opt in. It's only called auto-enrollment for the auto bit. That's just the criteria to bring people in. But it's open to everyone. So anyone can go in. Anyone can, everyone should be registered for My Future Fund, regardless of whether or not you want to be in or out. You should have it. It's really easy. It literally takes 60 seconds to get into it. Can you use your revenue, your MyGov ID? And then in there, you can choose to opt in, and you will also, within the next week or so, start to see it build up. Your pension pot is going to start building up and up and up. And you can also choose, Valerie, to opt out. So in months 7 and 8, if you've had enough and you don't want to opt in anymore, you can use your My Future Fund account, log in, simply click opt out, and you will actually get a full refund of everything that you've had taken out of your wage. But what your employer paid in and what revenue paid in, they stay firmly in that little pot that will be your pot until the day you retire. So that pot will follow you to every job you ever work in. So it's sort of in a nutshell.
That is a brilliant summary, because I had a pretty good understanding of it, but I definitely understand it way more myself now. And I definitely, it's good to know about these things. I feel like pensions are something that we didn't talk about a lot, so it's probably very timely that this scheme has been coming in. But I know that there will be people a bit bummed out to see more money going out of their wages. Absolutely. Every week. What advice would you have for those people that are maybe a little bit concerned about the money being taken out of their wages now? I know if it's for future use, but still.
No, it is. It's that age old thing. I'm one of those people, I will hand on heart admit, I am not a lover. Nobody likes to invest in a pension. Nobody, like, will say the regular person doesn't like to invest in a pension for many reasons. Number one, it's like, we feel, can we afford it? Everything else is really friggin' expensive. The second thing is, it's so far down the road for a lot of us. It's just not something we want to think about. So it's kind of a bury their head in the sand moment. So what I would say is, if you have been auto-enrolled, like I said, you have no say on the matter, unfortunately, for the first 6 months. So you're in it and that's it. You can only opt out, like I said, in that month 7 and month 8 window. It's a really weird thing where they make you stick to it. And I often wonder, is it because they want us to? Because, you know, we can be rash and we can see money going out. And we go, no, don't like that. So I think maybe the rationale behind that is, let us have a go at really seeing what comes out. Can we afford it? And maybe when we log in and start to see it build up, we're visual creatures, but I'm definitely a visual creature. So I'm thinking their rationale is that if we see that pot building up, will we then start to think, do you know what? This isn't such a bad use of my money. Now, it's at 1.5% for this year for us, the employees, and next year and the year after. But then in year 4 to 6, it's going 3%. 7 to 9, it's going 4.5%. And then 10, it's going 6%. So it's one of those things, Valerie. I think a lot of people are going to end up opting out of this in month 7 and 8 and being in perhaps a forever cycle of being pulled back in every 2 years and hopping out again. So it's each to their own. You know, we can't be forced to pay into something. But I think it's good that at least it's kind of been given to people to consider. Otherwise, none of us get involved in pensions. You know, it's perhaps not the best type of pension because, you know, we don't technically get tax relief. So if you're a higher earner, it's not the most sensible of options. But I think it's a case of baby steps, Valerie.
Yeah, definitely baby steps. Time will tell. Time will tell where we end up with it
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
And if people are looking to follow along with you, where can they find you on socials?
Okay, so on socials, I tend to hang out on Instagram. And so my handle is birdie.ie, so it's B-U-R-D-Y.ie. And then if you're in business, I'm on LinkedIn under Deirdre O'Keefe. And that's it, really. You're not going to find me TikToking about tax.
Someday, 2026 could be the year for you, Deirdre. But nonetheless, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you for joining me.
To be confirmed.
To be confirmed. Next time we speak on iRadio's group chat, we'll have you on the TikTok. So thanks so much for chatting to me.
No problems, anytime.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it, we're talking.